Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of Yokai Business Show. Today's interview is sponsored by World Outsourcing Solutions, a company that specializes in providing virtual assistance to business owners in the United Kingdom and around the world. They do also specialize in providing business growth systems, and you can check them out on www.worldoutsourcingsolutions.com for more information. Today I'm very privileged, as always. I have a special guest that we have had to work so hard to get hold of because the man is very busy, and we only have got about 30 minutes of his time today, but he's here and ready to give you a lot of value. And that guest of mine is Charles Uzo. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Yokai. It's a pleasure.
Incredible. And today we're going to be talking about branding. Charles is an expert in branding and has been doing this for so many years. In fact, here's a bit about his bio. He is the founder of one of the fastest growing branding agents called Brandy, with an I at the end, Brandy Design. The agent is just only 14 months old, but has taken giant strides in revolutionizing the way entrepreneurs and business owners approach branding. Now, before becoming an entrepreneur, Charles worked for several multinational companies as a sales and marketing person. And of course, that helps, in knowing what needs to be done. And he's done tremendously as well. Now, he is on a mission to help other entrepreneurs to beat the trend, new startups failing within the very first year of operation. And we appreciate, Charles, you joining us to share with our audience what you've learned in your interaction with multinational companies and also in running your own business. Now, to get us started, Charles, just to help the business owners here who have never interacted with you, what brought you to where you are today in establishing your company?
Sincerely, it's a really long journey.
Yes.
I'll say it stems from me graduating from university 16, 17 years ago now.
Right.
And the truth about it is, if you know what I actually graduated with, I studied as an engineer, scientist, and that's not what I'm doing today. So you can see there's been a drastic change in direction. So when I graduated, one thing I knew I didn't want to do was work in a lab or work as an engineer, funny enough. It took me that long to realize that. But one thing I knew I wanted to do was to be an entrepreneur. Okay. So I didn't know how to go about it. My parents, they were both entrepreneurs, but I think maybe that's where I got my inspiration from, but I wasn't really sure how to go about this. And the best thing for me was just to go into a job where I could do sales and marketing. And that's how I started my journey, really. And I found myself here, 16 years down the line, doing something that, I didn't even think at the beginning that I was going to be doing, which is branding.
Yes. So would you say you got formal training in branding, or this was on-the-job training?
This was a mixture. But I think I got the best training from branding from the best teacher, which is life.
Right. Yes.
I that is the best teacher experience, because one thing I know I was good at, obviously, when I took the decision to go into sales and marketing, I developed myself to become that good.
Right.
Worked for many companies that I was working as a salesperson, and I was successful at that. But I decided, okay, since I was successful at this, let me step away and start my own business. I mean, if I can make money for these companies, I should be able to make money for myself as well. And I made that step. And I failed miserably.
Right.
I failed miserably. And not just once. I did a couple of times, dabbled into different businesses. It just didn't work the way I thought it would be. And I think that was an eye-opener for me that made me understand that there's a difference between just being a salesperson and an entrepreneur, and there's more to it as well, So the sales and marketing wasn't just enough.
Right.
And by me working in other industries, like I also went into the entertainment industry, that was what opened my eyes actually to the effect of branding. Right. You know, how important branding was. And it was like a light bulb moment for me, because I now realized that, my goodness, you mean I went into these businesses depending on my sales, my marketing, my everything, and I never really considered branding to this level, if you get my point. I just thought branding was just, you know, doing a logo and that's it. Let's run. And I failed miserably for that.
Right.
You know, so I think that is where I got a lot of my training. Obviously, it was reinforced by other courses I did. Right. And once I realized that this was the direction I wanted to go, and that is what has polished me to who I am now.
Incredible. One of the things that really made me want to talk to you about branding and bring you to the audience today is the experience I saw happening at one of the shows, trade shows that happened in London last year. You know, you had some of your competitors there on the stands, and you had just a sort of like a good size stand there, but people were queuing up to be working with you, leaving other competitors. And then at the end of it, you know, I had the privilege to ask you the return of that investment. You had like a 6 months worth of business from that just event, and it's all down to branding.
Well, definitely. I mean, branding was, I would say, the start of it. But there were other things we had to put in place, and we had strategies and how we were going to go about it on the business show itself. But yes, branding was a major part of it. And I think that is, I think people have to be very careful when I talk about branding. There's nothing that says just because you do your branding excellently that your business is going to succeed. It's just like you building, if you build a house, and, you know, the foundation, you have to build the foundation first. Now, just building the foundation does not mean the house is going to be complete.
Right.
The foundation is there so that it holds the house together. That's exactly what branding is. Branding is there to hold your business together, but that doesn't mean your business is going to succeed if you don't do other things as well. So, yes, you have to get branding right. Don't get me wrong, but there are other things you still need to do, if you get my point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're the branding expert, and that really made an impression on me, that if you get that part, you are way on your journey to getting to your goals. Now, today's show, really, we want to focus on the mistakes that business owners need to avoid if they are going to succeed with branding. Shall we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
In your experience, Charles, having helped several entrepreneurs with this, you know, what is the number one mistake business owners make when it comes to branding?
Right. I think the number one mistake, there's so many, by the way, but I think the number one, I don't know if it's to call it a mistake or it's a perception thing.
Right.
I normally call it like the misconception of branding. So people have a misconception of branding, what branding really is, you know, and that was the mistake I made as well. When I started my business, my first business, or should I say my first failed business, like 6 years ago, you know, I had maybe because I was a new entrepreneur as well, but I didn't really think deeply about it. I just did not know how vast, what branding really was about. And for you to understand branding, you need to understand what a brand is in the first place. You need to understand that people don't even understand what a brand is. They think they do. I mean, when you talk to people about what a brand is, they always think you're talking about Coca-Cola, Apple, you know, the big brands. You know, we're small, so we're not brands, which is a big mistake. You're all brands. You know, you having a business, you're already a brand, whether you know it or not. You know, it doesn't change that. So, but I think the best way, what I'm trying to say is what best Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, there's a way he defined what a brand is. And I think that's how people should think about it. And people probably fumble when they start business because they don't have that perception of it. What he says is a brand is what people think about your business.
Right.
So that actually is a new dimension when you think of that. It's not about what you think about it. You're the entrepreneur, you have the business idea. It's not about you. That is the mistake we all make. Right. I made that as well. I thought my business was all about me. You know, the products that I want to use is for me. Everything is for me. The website is for me. The this is for me. But you forget that you're not the one buying your product. You're not the one buying your service.
That's right.
There is actually an audience, or there are people, there are customers that are going to be buying from you. So it's really about shifting that focus away from yourself and focusing it on your audience, if you see my point.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
What do they think about you? So you could have the best ideas, you could have the best product, the best business, you could even be the next Bill Gates. But if the customers think your product is crap, then unfortunately that is what your brand is.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I get that. So really, it's all about identifying what your consumers or your clients, you know, perceive you to be. If it is great and or if it is terrible, that is what your brand is. And you as a business owner needs to manage that. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. That is exactly what it is. When you're doing your branding, you need to definitely take into consideration what people or your audience, your target audience, are going to be thinking about it. So when you, it's not just what they think about it, it's like the impression you're going to be giving to people out there. You know what I mean? It's very important. That kind of already represents what your brand is, if you see my point.
Yes.
So,
yeah, makes absolutely.
That I think is one of the main mistakes. It's a fundamental mistake, really, that people make even without knowing.
Yes.
Because they don't even understand what branding is, if you see my point.
And obviously, you know, if you are starting on the wrong foot, you end up having some consequences that you probably don't want to be dealing with. Now, what should people do instead, when they're getting started with, when they're beginning to think about branding in order for them to get the result they desire?
I would say some people actually do have the gift where they can actually, you know, kind of position themselves, their business away from themselves and focusing on their audience, if you get my point. So not being too self-absorbed.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of us entrepreneurs, we're very self-absorbed with what we do. You know, and everything becomes all about us, if you see my point.
Yeah.
And we have to try and be able to manage that and separate ourselves from it. It's very, I think some people just don't know how to do that. And that's why sometimes it's good to work with a professional that can actually be that neutral person, if you see my point, taking, the audience into consideration. But I do know people who have been able to create this balance themselves.
Right.
You know, so that would be a good thing to find a way of everything you're doing, you have to think about the audience, your audience, basically. So if you're thinking about, okay, even down to the color, what color do I want to use for, let's say, my website or my brand or whatever?
Yes.
It's that color is not about your favorite color, like a lot of people think.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite color, funny enough, could clash with, you know, the color that should apply and appeal to your audience.
Right.
If you see my point.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Those are things you have to, every change you want to make or anything you want to do concerning your brand, you have to always consider your audience. What would they think? I mean, you can even ask people who you feel are your friends that are also your potential clients. You know what I mean?
Correct.
That's why a lot of companies, they do surveys, they do a lot of research, you know, to find out what people think. You know, it's a continuous process. It's not something that just, you know, starts and stops at the beginning. It's ongoing.
Yes.
You know, but you have to do it to an extent at the start, definitely.
Excellent. Charles, now, suppose one of our listeners here have already made the initial mistake we are talking about. How can they go about fixing that so everything gets back to where it should be and they begin to get the success they want to have?
Well, like I said, companies do this ongoing. So you don't have to stop your business and say, oh, okay, I have to start afresh. Technically, yes, you start afresh in terms of the branding. Start taking your audience into consideration. That's even if you know who your audience are. That's another thing. Probably the first thing to do is find out for yourself who your audience really are. Who's your niche? Funny enough, I was just about to say that's another mistake people make. People try to get everyone else.
Yes. You know, let's talk about that one in the next question. Because I think it's very, very important to have that clarity. Learn that the hard way.
Of course.
Yes. Excellent. Now, having covered the initial branding mistake that business owners make, and people want to do that, and what sort of criteria should they use in identifying somebody to help them?
When you say criteria used to identify
the person to help them. Say, for example, someone is listening to what we're talking about. They see they made the mistake and things are not working that way, and they know they need a professional to assist them there. But there's so many professionals who are brand experts, and you're one of them. What should they look out for in a brand expert to say, oh, this is the person who's going to help me put my things in line?
It's a very difficult one, sincerely, because I know, like you said, there's so many out there.
Yes.
And you're not really sure a lot of the times which one could solve your problem. But one thing I would say that could help be in terms of their what they believe.
Okay.
You know, one thing that people forget is our beliefs and values are the things that drive us.
Right. Okay.
And this I've also figured out even with my clients. It's funny enough, I realized that a lot of my clients, people that actually use my services, they actually have the same kind of beliefs and values like me.
Excellent.
If you see my point. So that is what causes that attraction without you even knowing in the first place. And that's why it's very important to get your branding right, because when you get your branding right, you realize that you're the people you attract are the people that have the same values as you, yourself.
Excellent.
A lot of the times.
Okay.
And they have that need as well. So I think for someone who's looking for a professional, I think it's down to the belief system. It's down to what they actually believe, what they represent, what drives that company. That's probably what you should be looking at, because that would be the most authentic thing that represents who they are.
Exactly.
That's what I'll say. And if you feel that you have the same belief system as that company, then is a high probability that they would actually work real well with them.
Outstanding. Well, let's look at the next mistake, which often business owner fail to identify as a mistake when they are getting started with branding. You mentioned earlier on about, you know, wanting to serve everybody.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a moment.
That gets everybody.
Yes.
I still know a lot of people, you know, that still struggle with this as well. I mean, is one of the things people always struggle, because they're like, how do I, you know, you can't get everybody. So how do you get the person that is right for you?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times it's all about focusing on yourself and your business. When I mean in your business, I'm talking about on your beliefs and your values. It's still the same thing I'm talking about. If you're very authentic with your and sincere with your values and your beliefs, it will do the work for you. It will already attract those people That's the truth. When you go out and you start marketing your business,
right.
Because the message will be kind of representing your beliefs, if you see my point, and it will easily just capture the people who believe in that or who are looking for that. It's not everyone that will look at that message and feel, hey, it speaks to me. It's not going to speak to everyone. You know what I mean? So
no.
I think it's still that fine line about working on that belief system, or should I say, I think Simon Sinek puts it better, where he says your why.
Yeah.
You know, your why, which is what drives you. You have to find out for yourself what your why is. You know what I mean? Because that why is what's going to drive you, and funny enough, what's going to attract people to you as well.
Absolutely. Just to add on that, I recently did a training for my coaching clients and was showing them how you can identify your niche. And, I'm going to share just maybe 1 minute for those just to add to what you've done. So for me, is to identify what I personally want. You know, if I want to add an extra 10,000 in my, my income, I have to identify how I'm going to get that £10,000. By identifying that, I figure out the type of clients that I can serve, who in turn will be able to generate way more than £10,000, so that they can pay me less than £10,000, but I serve many of them and they give me enough to generate that £10,000. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. You're very right.
And once you identify the ideal clients that has the ability to pay you that amount of money, and then you go out and figure out a way of serving that group of people. You do the very best you can to such a point that it's a no-brainer for that particular group of people to say, hey, come help us, because you're adding so much value in the interaction with them. And the rest is history. And then you build your branding in such a way that it attracts that kind of a person, to you.
Exactly.
That was well received by my, my clients, and I just thought I would share that with you. Now, let's talk about another mistake here, Charles, that business owners make, oftentimes not knowing that it's a mistake, and it comes back and bite them. Is there anything like that?
Well, the one thing I know is definitely consistency.
Right.
You know, which is really what branding is about. I mean, some people don't get their branding right, but it's not backed up by what they said they were going to do, if you see my point.
Yeah.
Now, consistency in branding is very, very key, both in terms of it kind of dictates who you even hire.
Right.
You know, how you even talk to people, how you relate to people, what kind of service you provide for them, your timing, everything, every aspect of your business. You know what I mean? That is what you have to look at and make sure is kind of consistent with your message.
Absolutely.
So I would say consistency is definitely something, because people, they invest heavily on their branding and then they feel, oh, I've got it right, and then I can give people a poor service and still have people, you know, flood my door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no replacement for a great service there.
Yeah, exactly. But they're breaking the fundamental rule, which is, yes, you might get someone because they see your branding and they feel, oh, wow, they're amazed by it, and they're like, these are the kind of people I feel that can help me. But when they use your service, now what they think about you is that you're crap. So it still comes down to what I said about what people think about your business, if you see my point. So what they've thought about you in the second phase is really what your brand is, despite you investing millions on your brand, if that makes sense.
That's correct.
You know, so that, I think consistency is the hard work, is trying to make sure you're backing it up, and you know, you've got your brand right and you're making sure you're doing the necessary things you have to do to back up your brand, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Charles, we are coming toward the end of our time together, but I know people really want to get in touch with you based on what the kind of information you're sharing with us today. Where can they find you just to connect with you?
Yeah, they can actually visit our website on www.brandi, with an I, so that's B-R-A-N-D-I, -design.com.
Incredible. And do you have any like gifts that you have on your website that people can, or maybe a resource, or you know, some article that people can learn more in addition to what we've done today?
I think on our blog we have some helpful articles there, but even our website, in a way, with the content we have there, we always try to help. We try to make it very self-explanatory so that people try and understand what we can actually achieve for them. So it's self-explanatory, really. I think if they go to the website, it will be very helpful. And if they have any questions or anything, or need our services, we'll be there to help. So they can always give us a call or drop us an email.
Incredible. If you're just joining us, we're just talking to Charles Uzo, a branding expert who's doing extremely well for his clients and for himself. Charles, you've got an event coming up, in a few weeks' time. Talk to us about that very briefly.
Yes, it's actually an event and a business show. It's the biggest event business event in Europe, actually. And there will be over, I think it's 25,000 businesses on there, and we are going to be one of them. So yeah, I'm really excited. This is our second attendance. Yeah. You know, the first one was last year, and it was amazing. And we're hoping this year's will be even better.
Incredible. And you will be also speaking in one of the speaking slot there.
Yes, I'm going to be speaking at the Branding and PR Theater. So there's a theater there for people who want to find out more about branding and how that can add value to them. So I'll be there to speak to people. Please, if you're there, feel free to come in, introduce yourself. And if you have any questions, I'll be very happy to oblige.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much, Charles, for a great interview. And I'm sure business owners in our community have a much clearer understanding of the mistakes they possibly are making or they could make when it comes to branding. And I really appreciate you that. Can we have your website once again for those who were not able to write it down?
Sure. It's www.brandi-design.com.
Incredible.
One more thing, sorry. I think I forgot to mention our stand number at the exhibition.
Yes.
Just in case people are looking to find us there, is stand 3071.
3071 is the stand where Charles will be and his team helping business owners at the upcoming event in May. With that said, Charles, we want to wish you success at the event. I'm going to be there, and it'll be great to catch up with you do what we do as entrepreneurs, create businesses.
Sure, definitely. I look forward to it. And
Yes.
It will be great to see you again live in the flesh. Huh?
Absolutely. Well, if you just joined us, thank you so much for joining us. Great conversation with Charles. And I hope you've taken notes on some of the things that Charles has been talking about. In my business, every time I get an opportunity to listen to an expert, I listen for those little missing nuggets, because you don't need a big lock to open doors. You just need a tiny little thing. You put it in the right place and everything is in the right place. Small keys, like Charles has been sharing, could swing massive doors in front of you. So if you've got any question, reach out to Charles, a great guy, as you can tell from his generosity with sharing information. Alternatively, you can reach out to us, and we'll be able to put you in touch with the right people. Now, very briefly, if you are in business and you are sincerely looking for a marketing plan, you know, reach out to our team or myself. I will be able to create one for you, which is custom made specifically for you. And of course, we cannot do, you know, this for everybody. You certainly have to meet a criteria, which is very simple. You need to be in business already, and you need to be marketing, having some kind of an idea in marketing, and then we can create a fully customized marketing plan for you just to help you to get there. You know, after that, you can go on and implement it yourself. That's another option. Or alternatively, you can come to us. We help you implement it for you, or it may not be the right plan for you. So there is no obligation there. With that said, have a great day, and I look forward to sharing with you some nuggets here at Yokai Business Show and bringing you some amazing speakers like Charles, you know, providers of services to you. Have a great day, everyone. And again, thanks, Charles, for being with us today.
Thank you, Yokai. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone, and talk to you very soon.
Bye for now.
Bye.